Andy Thin Show is back, and we're talking about the president's nominee to the Supreme Court. But before I do that, on this date in 1949, Tokyo Rose was sentenced to 10 years in prison and fined $10,000. That was October 6, 1949. Also on this date, President Truman signed the Mutual Defense Assistance Act, essentially NATO. So that's kind of the aftermath of World War II. And I guess that's when Peggy and all the conservatives think their problem started was, the Roosevelt administration is really what I mean, that bastion of liberalism that have been ruining this country ever since. You'll get over it, sweetie. So the president held a news conference on Tuesday, mostly to calm conservatives. He doesn't give many news conferences. As I say, I think he's given 9 others in his administration, meaning in going on 5 years now. And, of course, this was not a bad time because the questions were going to be mostly about the Supreme Court. It could be about Katrina and everything. But there'd be very few about Iraq because there's plenty of other things on the plate. Now, to me, he seemed, I don't know, his answer seemed canned. Every time somebody asked a question, he was ready with standard phrases. You know, I don't get the impression this president can think, I know he can't think on his feet. So he memorizes answers. And when a question comes up that's in the ballpark, he trots out that answer. That's what I miss about Bill Clinton, and frankly, about his father, who, although he wasn't very articulate, could think on his feet. It's something that neither Reagan had nor George W. Bush. And Bush particularly, he doesn't rely on a script the way Reagan does. He just doesn't have a grasp of the issues to the point where he can hold forth on a topic and say, well, let me explain to you the big picture here and lay it all out. No, he's got rote answers he's got ready. And they're good answers because Karl Rove gave them to him. But he will come up with inappropriate responses to some things. For example, he was asked, did he ever discuss abortion with Harriet? Meaning, you've known her a long time. Did you ever talk to her about abortion? And he trots out his no litmus test answer. Let me play the first part of this.
I have no litmus test. It's also something I've consistently said. There's no litmus test. What matters to me is her judicial philosophy. What does she believe the role, the proper role of the judiciary is relative to the legislative and the executive branch?
Okay, well, 2 things I'll say about that. First, when he says no litmus test, I assume everyone out there knows what he's saying. He's saying, I don't require that someone be pro-life or pro-choice before I will consider them for the Supreme Court. So he's basically saying that it would be possible, if he could find the strict constructionist that believed in privacy and abortion rights, he might even nominate somebody who's pro-choice, I think he's claiming. We know that's not true. So we know there's a litmus test on the right, just like there is on the left. But that's what he means by litmus test.
And she'll be asked all kinds of questions up there. But the most important thing for me is, what kind of judge will she be? And so there's no litmus test. Correct. I'll say it again. There is no litmus test.
So the follow-up question started out from the reporter that said, sir, you've already said there'd be no litmus test. Because he had. He did that in his opening statement. And so she's pointing out, you're repeating yourself. And so Bush chimes in, you're right, I did. I'll repeat it. There is no litmus test. I mean, this is a president who's out to lunch. But funny as hell, if you can get past the fact that he's the most powerful man in the world.
But she is not someone you interviewed for the job that you didn't know. You've known her a long time. Have you never discussed abortion with her?
In my interviews with any judge, I never asked their personal opinion on the subject of abortion.
So there again, canned answer. The question was, you've known her a long time. In all your private discussions, you've never discussed abortion with her? have you ever discussed abortion with her? I guess is how it was phrased. And he says, in my interviews with all the candidates, I don't ask that question. Well, two things I'll point out here. One is that that was not the question about the interviews. It was in your private dealings over a period of 10 years, because he's meanwhile reassuring the base that I know this woman, I know how she thinks, and trust me, you'll be pleased. And they all want somebody pro-life that'll overturn Roe v. Wade. So he's trying to have it both ways, and he's hoping the fact that she is a stealth candidate with no paper trail will get him that. That's the first point about the fact that he didn't answer the question. The second point is that she said, how did this go? He said, I know what it was. I read somewhere that he didn't actually interview her for the position. He didn't call her in the way he calls in other people. So when the question is asked, have you had private conversations with her over the course of your relationship where you talked about abortion? He says, I didn't talk about it in any of the candidate interviews. Well, apparently he didn't even interview her, this particular woman. So it's kind of weird that he trotted that out. But that's the canned answer that Bush uses to so that people don't discover that he can't discuss complex issues in a meaningful way. Let's go back to the ending of his answer to the question, did you ever discuss abortion with this personal friend who you know so well?
In your friendship with her, you never
said? Not to my recollection have I ever sat down with her. What I have done is understand the type of person she is and the type of judge she will be.
The type of judge she will be. Now, what's interesting about that is that this gets reported in the mainstream press over the last couple of days, that George W. Bush said in his press conference that he never sat down and discussed abortion with Harriet Myers. He didn't actually say that. What he said was, quote, not to my recollection have I ever sat down with her. And then he stopped, because he could have finished that sentence, which would have logically continued, not in my recollection have I ever sat down with her and discussed abortion. He didn't finish that sentence. He said, not to my recollection have I ever sat down with her, pause. What I have done is understand the type of person she is and the type of judge she will be. Well, that's just bad sentence construction. But he started to say, I've never talked about abortion with her, and he thought better of it and decided, I'm not going to go there, because she'll be asked about this on the Hill, and she'll probably say, yes, we've discussed it, or whatever she says. But it's interesting, because most of the mainstream media reported on this and extrapolated from what Bush said and claimed that his statement, not to my recollection have I ever sat down with her, and said that means he's saying, I never discussed abortion with her. And he stopped himself from saying that, and we should take note of that. Beyond that, he then went on, and this was kind of the most amazing piece of it, and the thing that should scare us the most, because it shows us the way the mind of a 20%er works, the mind of a strict constructionist or an original intent person works, and I'm going to explain those in a minute, or the mind of George W. Bush works. And that is this quote that she won't change, that he's trying to reassure the base of conservatives that she thinks like we do now, and she won't turn into a David Souter, which is the judge who his father nominated, expecting him to be conservative, and he turned out to be left of center. And conservatives keep saying, we can't afford to appoint a person to the court and then have them think for themselves. We have to know that they think like we do now, and they're always going to think like we do. We wouldn't want any growth in a human being. That would be awful. Here's the president.
I know her well enough to be able to say that she's not going to change. That 20 years from now, she'll be the same person with the same philosophy that she is today.
Well, that to me is amazing. The same philosophy? I'm not even sure you can say that. I hate to think, like, I would never marry someone who would never change. God, that'd be awful. And I don't want someone on the Supreme Court who will never change. I want people to grow. You know, we have the old expression, change is inevitable. And, of course, the joke bumper sticker is, except from a vending machine. But change is the only thing that stays the same, as they say. Change is the only thing you can be certain of. In some areas, we call it evolution. In other areas, we call it personal development. In other areas, we call it, you know, the way the world works. But everybody changes. The other place where Bush is on thin ice here is this is a woman who used to be a registered Democrat and is now a registered Republican. This is a woman who gave to Al Gore's campaign. That has conservatives worried, although what they forget is that Al Gore in 1988 in Tennessee was hardly a liberal senator. He was absolutely to the right of center. You might have to say he's a moderate Republican, but like a moderate Republican, he was a Democrat, but he certainly wasn't a liberal back then. But anyway, they go on and infer from all of that that most of the conservatives that are worried say, what do you mean she won't change? We know she's changed over time. Well, I don't want somebody that doesn't change. One of the only reasons that I finally said, hey, John Roberts is the guy, you got to support him, is that I think he's changed. That crap that he thought and wrote back in his, when he was in his 20s, I think he's wised up some. He's a wiser man, and he's tempered himself some. I think this woman at age 60, it will be pretty set in her ways. That is, I think we all are. By the time you're 60, you know what you think about the world, right? But I'm willing to bet that John Roberts will change. Not your basic philosophy of life, necessarily. I mean, it does change from the time you're 20, right? Look at George W. Bush. You go back 20 years, and he is a very different man. So to say that it's a good thing to promise someone somebody won't change, no, 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 no. Promise me someone will change, someone will grow, someone will learn from their experiences. Then I can support them. The next thing I want to do, I'm going to do one more segment, actually, on this nominee. And I want to bring up this whole issue of her tenure at the Texas Lottery Commission and the issue of whether or not she actually cleaned up the Texas Lottery. Because there's quite a bit of evidence that she didn't.